pistol shooting, and then the fireworks display. And when this was all over, well, they made speeches and all, but they moved the old Gatling gun into the new museum. And they were having an art show there. And that's where we found out what happened. And they had a big sign on this Gatling gun, you know, do not touch, keep off. And there were some people traveling down there. They happened to be from Ohio. Didn't make a difference where, but this fellow had a kid, and the kid, young boy, was over there mucking around with this gun. And all of a sudden, he grabbed a thing, turned his hand, and that thing went balooey. Went off, shot a hole through the roof of the museum. Scared everybody till they just like to pass out. And boy, they were all running around. And then they tried to cover it up so word wouldn't get out. But we heard about it because Wallen has a relative who was down there judging the art show they were having in this thing at the time. Boy, John got down there and he said, you know, I didn't think that thing sounded right when we shot it the other night. And apparently a shell had hung in it and didn't go off.
Yeah.
And they sent folks down there and they patched a hole in the roof. And I've been down there and I've looked for it. It's a circular building with the, well, it's not really ponderosa pine, but it's a western pine with a lot of knots in it. And I've never been able to find the hole that's in there, but I know it happened. But old John sure was embarrassed by that. His gun had gone off. They've taken the pin out of it now. Well, it's a very large caliber.
Kind of a forerunner
of
a machine gun?
Yeah. Are you familiar with what they are?
Yeah,
it's a series of barrels, and as it goes around, each one fires as it picks up the cartridge and fires when it comes up. But he's going bang, 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 bang. He has, I don't think he does anymore, but he used to make the girls go up to the slaughterhouse at Robertsdale and shoot pigs when they were killing pigs, so they'd get used to them. Shooting something living and seeing them blow up.
Combat condition.
Yeah. That's old John.
That's amazing. That's the character in town, Troy. He's not exactly what you call a pillar of the community. But he's just an old fellow that suffered from shell shock, you know?
Yeah.
And he acts, he's harmless. But his, what makes him unusual, his idiosyncrasy, is that he can be walking along just as calm as you please, but Bob would just break into a fit of cussing, just cuss up a blue streak, just shake, you know, rah, that kind of thing, you know? And of course, somebody who's from out of town or doesn't know it, that can shake you up. He'd be walking alongside because
his face,
you know, just starts frothing in his mouth. But anyway, Old Albert's name. People kid in town, people who know him, you know, and he knows that he's not being made fun of. He'll walk into the barbershop a lot of times and they'll say, Albert, you got any sense? And Albert said, don't have to have any sense living in Pike County. He's a funny guy. I heard a story, I don't know if this is true or not, but it's fun to think that it might be true, that there was a new state trooper in the district or whatever. He didn't know Albert. Albert lives out of town about 10 miles, and he usually hitchhikes in, and said that this state trooper was out on the road, and he was driving by, and he saw Albert.